once again turn to the book of 1 John. I'm looking at chapter 2, verses 3-5, which talks about a life of obedience. We've seen so far that obedience, of course, there must be a knowledge of what God requires. Then, of course, there must be a submission to what God requires. We have to be precise in what the Lord requires. Our good intentions alone will not work with the Lord. We have to be very precise. It takes strength, it takes courage. It's a product of faith. We see all through the scriptures that faith, of course, results in obeying the Lord. It's a product of love to the Lord. The more we love the Lord, the more we want to obey, the less problem we have with obedience, the more we love the Lord. And we've seen so far that obedience is a manifestation of friendship with the Lord. But here in verse 3, it says, "Hereby we do know," that we can have the assurance that we know Him. So we can know that we know Him. We can have the assurance that we know Him. If, in other words, if you do not meet the requirement that follows the if, you cannot have the assurance that you know Him. If we keep His commandments, if we live a life of obedience. He that saith, "I know Him," and again, a lot of people say that, "and keepeth not His commandments," that's what we go by, that's what we judge by, that's the fruit, "and keepeth not His commandments," he's a liar. He's not only a liar, it's even worse than that. The truth is not in him. That's worse than being a liar. The truth is not even in him. He's not even capable of speaking the truth. But, on the other hand, whoso keepeth his word, and that speaks of consistency, in him, that is, in the one who keeps the word, in him verily is the love of God perfected, brought to fruition or maturity. Hereby know that we are in him. So you and I, as children of God, have the privilege, we have the opportunity to live a life of obedience. We hear much today about success. If we turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 1, and the world's view of success perhaps is how much money a person makes, how happy a person is, and on it goes. But those things do not determine success. You can make an unbelievable amount of money and be an absolute failure. You can be somewhat happy and be a failure. So what is success? I mean, in light of obedience to God, can one truly be successful if they're disobedient to God? I don't believe so. Anyone who is disobedient to God is a failure. They're not a success. That, again, doesn't matter how much money they make. Doesn't matter what they have. Doesn't matter how happy they might be or how they might view themselves as successful. Notice in Joshua 1 and verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that You meditate in order that you can observe to do according to all that is written therein. That's obedience. To observe to do according to all that is written therein. That's obedience. For then, that follows or is the result of to observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, and not until then, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. You obey God, I don't care if you're making minimum wage. If you are obeying God, you are successful. That is success. You can make six figures and disobey God, and you are not a success. So, obedience is success. It's success in life. It's what, it gives us satisfaction. It gives us joy in life. Notice in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, God speaking to the nation of Israel, instructing them, he puts two ways before them. In verse 3, he says, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. That's one path that we have in front of us. And then notice in verse 14, but if you will not hearken unto me, this is another path that is put in front of us, and will not do all these commandments. So in everything in our life, there is the path of obedience, and there is the path of disobedience. We have two ways before us. In every decision we make, in every place we go, in everything we do, all the plans we make, we either obey or we disobey. It is our privilege to obey. It is our opportunity to obey. And as you read verses 4 through 11, you see the results of obedience, and we'll look at some of those. And then as you look, beginning with verse 15 through toward the verse 22 area, you see the results of disobedience. And as you look at those two things, the results of obedience and the results of disobedience, obedience is always best. Always. Again, there's always those two paths before us. And obedience is always going to be the best path. It may appear to be the most difficult path. But obedience is never the most difficult path. Disobedience is always more difficult. It will, again, the way of transgressors is hard. It doesn't mean that a life of obedience is easy. But you will always have better results obeying God than disobeying God. And if it appears that the easy way is to disobey, oh, it might be the easy way right then, but the consequences of disobedience is going to be very difficult. Far more difficult than to obey the Lord. Because people all the time, they're always talking how, oh, it's so hard. You want a hard life, disobey God. And you will have a hard, difficult life. You look at people today, again, we've said it many times, all you do is walk around the mall for 5-10 minutes, if you can stand it that long, and people are miserable. I mean, it's unreal. People are miserable. And why are they so miserable? because they don't know the first thing about obeying God. So it is our privilege to obey God. And we need to look at it that way, that everything I do, I have the privilege to obey God. What a life to be able to live in obedience to God. Now, notice here in Leviticus 26, we see that the one who obeys, he mentions obedience there in verse 3. And then in verse 4, the very first word is then. In other words, this is what follows the obedience that is mentioned in verse 3. Then. In other words, this is conditional. Then I will give you rain in due season. God will provide. God will provide. Again, people quote Philippians 4:19 all the time, and they misapply it. My God shall supply all your need. Someone stops tithing, they become a God robber. And some person perhaps who means well says, well, God will supply your need. No, he won't. You're a God robber. He's not going to bless you for that. Paul is talking to the church of Philippi there in Philippians 4:19, and he's talking about how they shared with him and how, while other churches did not communicate with him, they did financially, and he was saying, my God shall supply all your need. You cannot tell somebody you are lying to them, you are misleading them when they live a life of disobedience and you say, well, God will bless. What do you base that on? Not the word of God. So we see, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield her fruit. In other words, one of the results of obedience is fruitfulness, is God's provision and fruitfulness. He goes on, he continues that thought there in verse 5. Then in verse 6 he says, I will give you peace in the land. Another result of obedience is peace. It doesn't mean that you do not have enemies. It doesn't mean that you do not have conflicts. It doesn't mean that you do not have struggles. It doesn't mean that you do not have battles. But in the midst of the conflicts, in the midst of the struggles, in the midst of the battles, you have peace in your heart because you've obeyed the Lord. Obedience brings peace. Goes on, he says, and you shall lie down. That's rest. Obedience brings peaceful rest. The wicked, Isaiah says, are like the troubled sea. In other words, they don't rest. The disobedient do not find rest. They do not have peace within. Everything is turmoil. None shall make you afraid. There will be fearlessness. Again, these are the results of obedience. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land. In other words, there's deliverance. When we obey God, God delivers us. God raises us up above the difficulties. In verse 7 and verse 8, he says, you shall chase your enemies. So again, obedience does not imply that there will be no enemies. But your enemies will not rule over you. You will rule over them. Circumstances will not rule over you. You will rule over them. That's a result of obedience. Obey God. Your life will be easier. Your life will be more pleasant. Your life will be more enjoyable. Obey God. And that's our privilege. So, ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword, and 5 of you shall chase 100. And 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. In other words, he's saying, you obey me, I will give you power to overcome. I will give you power to overcome. If an individual is always brought under by their circumstances, always brought under by their problems, they never seem to be able to overcome these things. It's because there's disobedience in their life. Because God promises, if you obey God, you will have the power to overcome. You will have the power. People say, well, you don't understand. I just don't have the inward strength to deal with this and to deal with that. And they don't have the inward strength to deal with anything. Doesn't matter what it is. And the reason is, I guarantee you, is because they live a life of disobedience. Because, again, God says, if you obey me, you will have power. You will have power to overcome and overcome great odds. 5 of you shall chase 100. 100 of you shall chase 10,000. So they still have the power to overcome. We see also in verse 9, and I will have respect unto you. That is, God will show favor unto you. God will bless you if you obey. There's no better advice to give someone. You obey God. Just obey the Lord. Do what God tells you to do. If you don't know what to do, do what you know God would have you to do. Just do that. And things will work out. He goes on in verse 10 and he says, and ye shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new. Again, God will provide in miraculous ways. In verse 12, he says, I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. That is, you'll have fellowship. You'll have the presence of God in your life. These are the results of obedience. This is success. I mean, that is a successful life. Obey God. And that is the life that we are privileged to live. A life in obedience to God. And it begins in verse 14, but... And he introduces disobedience. If ye shall despise my statutes or think lightly of them, and everyone who disobeys thinks lightly of God's requirements, I also will do this unto you. That is, in response to your disobedience, I will even appoint over you terror, fear. I will put fear in your life. Consumption. Destruction. Decline. He goes on, he says, and ye shall sow your seed in vain. Fruitless work. Work, 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 and get nowhere because of disobedience. It's like the book of Hosea talks about putting your money in pockets that have holes in them. You work more hours and more hours and more hours, and you have less and less and less and less all the time. Disobedience will do that. Disobedience will do that. He talks about bondage in verse 17. I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. And they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. There's bondage, there's fear. The imaginations begin to run wild. You begin to run, and there's nobody even chasing you. All because of disobedience. We see in verse 19 that there is unanswered prayer. And I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. Not only is there unanswered prayer, there's an incapability of receiving from God. All of this is a result of disobedience. Verse 22, he talks about great loss. He says, I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. So as you read these two portions of Leviticus, which way is easier? Obedience. Obedience will give you an easier life. Obedience will give you a blessed life. Disobedience will ruin your life. So always remember, and we'll look at it again next week, but obedience is always best. It's always the best thing. It's always the best thing to do. But what if? Obedience, you come up with all the what ifs you want to. Obedience is best. Obedience will work. Disobedience will ruin your life and will bring misery into your life. Let's look to the Lord. Word of prayer.